Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice promised continued U.S. support for Afghanistan during her five-hour visit to Kabul. After a meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Rice said the Taliban forces responsible for a series of attacks will be defeated.
Afghanistan has determined enemies, and they are ruthless. But they will not succeed in undermining or in rolling back the democratic gains of the Afghan people.
Taliban insurgents have sharply increased bombings and ambushes against Afghan and coalition troops. Rice said in a radio interview with VOA, the recent rise in violence is not as important as the fact that the whole world is engaged in rebuilding Afghanistan. More than 10,000 coalition soldiers are hunting Taliban militants across southern Afghanistan. Some terrorism experts say Taliban forces have been more successful in their attacks recently because they are using suicide operations learned from insurgents in Iraq. Peter Bergen is a terrorism analyst at the New America Foundation in Washington, D.C.
I think the situation is looking a little bit like Iraq, 6 months after the invasion, where things started to begin to look not very good. Suicide attacks, a lot of non-governmental organizations or charities sort of having to sort of rethink what they're doing, travel around parts of the country becoming basically impossible. The Taliban have adopted a lot of the tactics from Iraq.
Bergen says some Afghans are concerned about the U.S. decision to withdraw some 3,000 of its soldiers, just as violence in Afghanistan is increasing. At a congressional hearing on security in Afghanistan, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Army Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry, said the U.S. military has made progress in training and equipping the Afghan National Army.
This force at this point in time has become a much more resilient force than it was in 2002. They believe in themselves. They're fighting well side by side with us.
The United States has some 25,000 troops in Afghanistan, but it is handing over operations in southern Afghanistan to NATO. Leyte Hong Fincher, VOA News.